Hello and welcome to yet another episode of Being Human is Weird. This is a quick bite episode for you this week, and we are highlighting the oh so buzzworthy macronutrient protein. All right, Abby, what even is protein?
Oh, I'm glad you asked, Carrie. We've probably all heard of amino acids. These are often referred to as the building blocks of life. So these guys stack on top of each other to make proteins. Protein makes up most of us. So our body structures, skin and hair, and substances in our bodies like enzymes, cytokines, and antibodies. As you can imagine, this is pretty damn important. So, Carrie, why don't you tell us a little bit more about why it's important?
Yeah, and you already hit on some of these, but muscle growth and repair is really the big one we think of with protein. And then enzyme function, which is like digestion, metabolism, energy production, also hormone regulation. So certain hormones like insulin and glucagon are proteins, and they play absolutely vital roles in regulating blood sugar levels, metabolism, growth and development. And then immune function, also pretty important. Structure and support. So you mentioned this with the cells and tissues, our organs. Collagen is a protein, and that provides strength and structure to our skin, bones, tendons, and our ligaments. Protein is also necessary for fluid balance. It really helps the regulation of movement of water and electrolytes in and out of the cells. If you want healthy hair, skin, and nails, that's all thanks to protein. Energy source, just like any food, any of the macronutrients, but carbohydrates and fats tend to be the primary sources of energy. But protein is also used for energy production when it's needed. So think of prolonged periods of fasting or intense exercise, why a lot of people recommend protein before or right after a workout. Protein is also important for satiety and weight management, for preservation of lean body mass. So, especially if you're going through a time of calorie restriction, to preserve the lean mass and not just lose all of your mass, meaning muscle included. You want to make sure you're getting adequate, if not more than adequate, amounts of protein. And lastly, something that people don't always think about is wound healing. Because proteins are essential for repair and regeneration of tissues, protein is crucial for healing wounds, for injuries, and for after surgery. But not all protein is created equal, right, Abby? Tell us more about that.
Yes, and you brought up so many good points about that as well, and a lot of buzz words in there. Collagen is huge right now. So we need to make sure that we're getting quality protein, and you nailed it. Not all protein is created equally. There's plant-based protein and then animal-based protein. And quality, I guess, is objective, but animal proteins do tend to be the highest in quality. For the purposes of keeping it simple, animal products contain all of the essential amino acids. And when we get all of the essential amino acids from a food, it's considered a complete protein. And when we have complete proteins, that's when we start to see all of those benefits, like what you listed, or the necessary processes that go on in our bodies. Plant-based proteins don't necessarily lack completely some of the essential amino acids, but they tend to have lower amounts or they lack adequate amounts of them. So it's possible to obtain complete proteins from plant-based sources like soy, quinoa, but things like beans or nuts, we have to combine with another food to get adequate amounts of those amino acids for it to be considered a complete protein. I realize that's a lot to digest, but if we do things like combining rice with beans, then we get a complete protein. So anyway, it's easier if you are a meat eater to get adequate amounts of complete proteins. It is not impossible to get adequate protein. I follow a vegetarian diet, and while it is difficult, I know that it's not impossible. But if you are someone who is a meat eater, I would say keep on keeping on because it's less complicated. Tell us more, Carrie, about protein for healthy living or fat reduction. You kind of mentioned earlier about preserving lean muscle mass during weight loss. What does protein do to help us lose fat?
That's a great question. First of all, protein can help us feel fuller for longer. So that satiety, that ever elusive satiety, especially if you are cutting back on calories, protein will help. It also helps to stabilize blood sugar, especially when it is combined with fiber-rich foods. And plug for fiber anyway. We are all too low in fiber in America. Eat more fiber with protein. Obviously, the gym rats love protein. And often, especially athletes, will aim for 1 or more grams per pound of body weight. And that can be great for anyone, especially for those looking to lose body fat and gain lean muscle mass. Some studies suggest that the quote unquote adequate amount is around 0.4 to 0.6 grams per pound of body weight. And that is true for sustaining. But if you have goals, like I said, to gain more lean muscle, it's really not a bad idea to increase this if your body responds okay to that, if that works for you. Most individuals, especially here in the States, eat enough protein that we are rarely deficient in protein. But most of us can do okay increasing it as well. If people want to go about increasing, let's give them a list. What are the best sources that they can eat today or add to their grocery list?
Yeah, number one is going to be animal sources. The higher quality, the better for obvious reasons. But animal products, and that includes eggs and dairy. Greek yogurt is huge. Cottage cheese is having its moment. Those are both amazing. You do not have to do the zero fat. Obviously, if you're wanting to reduce calorie consumption, it's not a bad idea, but Greek yogurt will get you 20 grams per serving, which is insane. Cottage cheese, 14, 15. It's great. Soy products. So tofu, I like to air fry it. Makes it pretty good, actually. Edamame, tempeh, a lot of beans, legumes, seeds, things like that. Quinoa is also a complete protein. You'd have to eat a lot of it to match what you would get from, let's say, a chicken breast. But it is something that you could have on the side, a serving and still get 5, 6, 7 grams. And then obviously supplementation. There are so many different powders out there. We've recently started using one. It is whey-based. So if you have lactose intolerance, you probably would want to steer clear. But it mixes with water and it makes it taste like fruit punch. And it's awesome. Normally, I was doing kind of the chalky or creamy types, but this one has been a new favorite in our house. Again, best sources. I don't know if I'd necessarily consider a supplement a best source, but it is something that a lot of people do really well with, and you can get 20, 30 grams in a serving. But as with any supplements, you want to try getting everything from your diet first and then supplement anything that you're lacking. Do you have any opinions on protein powders, Carrie, or anything that you want to share about that? That might be something people are interested in purchasing or trying.
I think it does take some trial and error, which can be frustrating because they can be
Yeah, it's
expensive.
expensive.
So when you are trying out, try to get the smaller tub or whatever available to see if it works for you. Whey and casein don't work for me. I am lactose intolerant, and that tends to carry over to those protein powders. Pea protein seems to be the biggest one in terms of the plant-based protein powders or plant-based protein. Anything, protein bars. Again, pea protein for me causes some stomach upset. But you got to find it for yourself, right? I have found that plant-based proteins that are more brown rice-based, I can still get a pretty hefty sum without any stomach reaction.
There are a lot of really good recipes. People are, mix it with oats and bake it or desserts, different things. So there are ways other than putting it with almond milk or in a smoothie if that's not
Oh,
your thing.
definitely.
All right. So I guess what we learned today is that protein is important and necessary.
We're pro
Got
protein.
we're protein. Yeah. If you are with us and believing being human is weird, then like, subscribe, share all of those things that the kids are doing. And be sure to follow us on Instagram at Being Human Is Weird. That's where we're going to be sharing resources, inspiration, and news about our podcast.
And we would love to hear from you. So slide right into our DMs with questions, comments, and what you'd like to hear more of. And thank you so much for listening, weirdos.